Time now for sports on the Tornado.
The Oaks Tornadoes volleyball team was in action yesterday, and they took down the Griggs Mid-Cota Titans 3-0. Set one was a really close back-and-forth affair throughout the entire thing. No one really able to get too much of a lead. Oaks led it for most of it, for the most part, by 3 points, up until they got to 16-16. Then Griggs Mid-Cota took a lead, but the Tornadoes would fight right back. They'd be tied up at 21 apiece. Then Oaks would just kick it into gear and win set one, 25-22. Set two was all Oaks as they started getting momentum after that set one. They went up 7-0. However, Griggs Mid-Cota would come back 7-6. After that, though, the Oaks Tornadoes would only allow them to get 11 more points after they went up to 25-18. They were playing really good defensively as well.
Vollmer again, the sophomore. Right-handed serve, sent on over, kept alive by Hill. Defleson back sets over to the near side for Roney, sent on over. Vollmer receives, sets up the middle for Bushell, and she is blocked by a combination of Tornadoes. You had Roney, you had Thorpe, and then you also had Sunby up there, and I think Thorpe got the most of it, sent it right back at Bishel as 23-16.
They would take the set by a score of 25-18. Set three would go to 25-13. The Tornadoes once again just controlling the pace of play. Lily Thorpe was named the Bank North player of the game for that game as well. The Tornadoes, they now take on Richland at home on Thursday. You can catch that game right here on KDDR, the Tornado. Twins lost to the White Sox yesterday by a score of 8-3. Kind of embarrassing to get swept on your final series of the season. They play once again against the White Sox today at 3:10. Varland getting the nod for the Twins. Martin getting the nod for the White Sox. Timberwolves beat the Miami Heat by a score of 121-111. Then in hockey news, the Wild lost to the St. Louis Blues by a score of 4-2. For more sports news anytime, head on over to newsdakota.com.